Good morning and welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at this time here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Trooper Kevin Krull of the Iowa State Patrol, and we will visit with him right after this.
At Northwest Iowa Community College, our newest projects are the brand new Diesel Technology Program and Automotive and Light Duty Diesel Classrooms and Labs. NCC has a partnership with Snap-on Tools. It means you don't have a huge outlaying of cash at the beginning of your studies. Try out the program to make sure you want that career path. But from day one, you'll still start with the quality tools you need. Bonus, when you graduate, you'll have a brand new set of tools in a toolbox waiting for you as you start your career. New buildings, new classrooms, new labs, and new tools. At NCC, your success is our story.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Welcome back. Talk of the Town on this Thursday morning. Just seems like a Monday. The second day of January 2025. Got to get used to saying that. And it is the first Thursday of the month. So as is every month, our guest is Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krull. Morning, Kevin.
Morning. Thanks for having me again. Hey,
thanks for making the trip over. Because you got to leave like before breakfast to get here from the dark side of the district.
It's a little dark when I leave in the morning, and that just means that I'm one of your friends, because as you say, you talk to your friends and neighbors in the area on this show, and so
there you go.
Since I don't live right next door, I guess I'm in that friend category.
Well, we've been friends for a while now. There,
so. Yes, we have.
In fact, one of my best memories of the last couple of years was the extended length of time we spent chatting at the fair.
Absolutely.
23. In fact, we were talking about the 2023 fair before we went on the air.
Yep.
But we are in a new year, but let's wrap up. There's good news and bad news for 2024. Good news is fatalities were down with fatalities were down a little. The bad news is not nearly enough.
That's absolutely right. I know we're down 27 from last year, but the problem with measuring off of last year's stats was that was a record.
That was an ugly year.
That was our five-year high that we're using. So when I looked it up on Tuesday, it was at 351. Now, granted, there could be a few more added to that just because of the stats coming in still and being so new in the year.
But, and, of course, there could be some that were serious injury accidents that become fatalities.
Exactly, exactly. And I was talking to a local officer that's exactly the case with that. Not too long, just yesterday, he was confirming some information with me on that. But, you know, we're 16 more than our five-year average, than our five-year low. Okay. So, I mean, we're still up, but we're not up near as high. Understanding we still got that goal under 300 with the ultimate horizon of zero fatalities. But I live in the real world, and I have realistic expectations. But we can work towards that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But if we go for the goal of 300, that's an attainable goal.
Absolutely.
If everybody does what they need to do.
Absolutely. Everybody has to do their part. So my question to the people out there is what are you doing to make a difference?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it helping or is it hurting? Because when you look at those choices, if you're not improving things, you're standing still, and standing still is basically going backwards. So if we're not doing our part each and every day to make a difference of a safer roads, we're not really helping to the cause.
And there are little things you can do, like pay attention to your driving. I mean, that is your one job when you're behind the wheel.
Absolutely. You know, when you really think about this, we can break it down into one big category of defensive driving.
Mm-hmm.
Just get in that car every day and say, I'm going to be a good defensive driver today. And if you do that every day when you get in there, eventually it's going to stick. It's like any other habit. We have to do small things. Let's not worry about the big year. Let's just worry about this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every trip, if we say we want to be a good defensive driver, and that definition is driving to save lives, time, and money, in spite of the conditions around you and the actions of others. So basically we're saying, I'm going to pilot this vehicle to the destination I'm going to, and I'm going to do it in a safe manner. I'm going to give myself enough time so I don't have to speed. I'm going to wear that seatbelt. I'm not going to be impaired. And I'm going to put the distractions away from me. I'm going to concentrate on driving. And when I get to my destination, because I gave myself that extra time, just like I did today, I'll be able to gather my thoughts when you get to your destination and deal with all the things that came up.
And when you're driving, you need to look further down the road than the front end of your car.
Absolutely. And sometimes I think I would take that goal. I would take the front end of the car, because oftentimes they're looking into their lap at the cell phone, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe the front of the car, maybe that's what we're going to do. Maybe we're going to set that goal for that person to look just past the bumper of their car so they can at least see that rather than the phone that's in their hand.
Well, you talk about defensive driving, extremely important. And it was driven home to me when I started riding a motorcycle. Because those folks
have to
be defensive drivers. Yeah. If you want to live, you got to be a defensive driver.
I was just
going to
say, if you want to be alive and have all your appendages that you started the trip with, it's probably a good idea to have your head on a swivel and be paying attention.
Well, yeah, and if you're doing 55 miles an hour on a motorcycle and you get into a head-on collision with a dog, you lose.
Yeah, or a raccoon.
And it doesn't have to be a big dog.
Yeah, it doesn't. You know. It's just anything out there.
Yeah.
Just the dead raccoon that was already hit by the car would mm-hmm. do that. So, I mean,
and the ground is hard.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. So we're just asking people to go back to the core stuff that we've been talking about, reflect a little bit on that. And that's that side with us, the seatbelts, impaired driving, distracted driving, and excessive speeds.
Mm-hmm.
All still major components of what we need to do and what we need to change in our driving habits, each and every one of us, to make that under 300 possible.
Well, and you know, one other thing to think of for folks my age and even your age, none of us is probably quite as good a driver as we think we are.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we talk about that with the driver's ed kids. The younger drivers have all the reflexes and all that stuff, but they don't have the knowledge base to use them, and or they're not paying attention to use them.
Mm-hmm.
The older drivers, they have all the knowledge, but they're starting to lose the skill level.
I don't have the 17-year-old reflexes anymore.
You know, and it's one of those things where we just need to know our limitations.
Mm-hmm.
And talking winter driving, you know, we know our limitations.
You don't have to like them.
No. Nope.
You just have to know them and learn how to live with them.
Work with what you got.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's that winter driving. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit later. But know what's out there. Know what you got, what you can do, and do your part to keep us all alive.
Oh, yeah, and winter driving, it seems like from one year to the next, we forget how to drive in the winter.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. The first couple snows is busy, busy. They mm-hmm. must be getting some snow south of here because the radio was just going pretty chattery on the way in. I heard south of here they were pretty busy. So we've been blessed as far as snowfall. I'm not going to lie, I'm glad it's a little colder because of the mud.
Yeah,
but you know, we've been blessed on the snowfall and wintertime driving to this point.
I'll take every January day like this that I can get, because every one we have like this means we're going to have one less day of blizzards.
March is coming.
Yeah.
sorry to bring that to you.
Thank you, Captain Buzzkill.
Yeah, March is coming.
We're going to talk more with Trooper Kevin Krall after we take this time out here on Classic Hits. Kiowa FM Radio.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Enjoying the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menus of appetizers, handmade pizzas, and mouth-watering steaks, along with sides to bring you back for a return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open, 11 to close, Thursday through Sunday.
Welcome back, everybody, on Talk of the Town. Here with me this morning in studio, Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krall. And we hate to think about it, but like you said, March is coming, and we get time before March to have wintry weather. So let's remind people, because we forget how to drive from one season to the next. Let's remind people of a little bit of the winter driving stuff.
Absolutely. It kind of goes hand in hand with our Side With Us initiatives. Slow down. Number one thing we can do is slow down. Give yourself that extra time. Scrape that windshield. Actually, scrape all the windows. That's mm-hmm. why there are windows in your car, so you can see out them, and you can't see out if they're not scraped and cleared off. Give your vehicle that time to warm up before you get going down the road, so that way the defroster can keep those windows clear and just get that car a little bit more comfortable for you to be in. But we need you to slow down. Give yourself extra time at the intersections.
Don't use your cruise control.
Cruise control is horrible at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those patchy spots, those just get really bad for that, unless you want to meet me or one of my partners and talk about buying a new car, because you'll have a crash.
Or meet an EMT or worse.
Absolutely. So no cruise control. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure our cars are in order. You know, if you haven't done it to this point, it's time. Today's the day to make that appointment to get the new tires,
mm-hmm.
to make sure we have all the good fluids in our vehicle, and make sure we have a full tank of gas in our car.
Yeah.
This is the time of year where half a tank is empty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you treat it like that, you'll be in good shape on that aspect. But give yourself that extra time at the intersections, because sometimes when you pull up behind somebody in the summer months, you can use those brakes and they actually work.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, sometimes it just slowdowns or don't even do that for you. So make sure you're watching the road conditions.
Absolutely. And if you have questions about what the road conditions are going to be between where you are and where you're going to be, you need to check on those.
We got a great app out there. That 511 app works mm-hmm. really well. It updates and it keeps that road conditions update. Check on the local weather in those areas. You got a weather app. Call the radio station maybe. Mm-hmm. But usually the best thing is just pay attention to the weather forecasts using the between the apps on our phone and the live news reports on what's going on in the area. Should be able to know what the world conditions are going to be like, or anticipate what they're going to be like when you go.
And if it looks like it's going to be iffy, postpone the trip.
Absolutely. And if it's a trip that you can't postpone, give yourself that extra time. I know my daughter's going to be flying out to go on a trip here, so we're going to make sure that she gets down to the airport plenty in advance.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they're going to go down the night before just to make sure they're in the same town, so mm-hmm. it's a shorter distance to travel and less obstacles that way. So just give yourself that extra time to get to your destination. Slow down, pay attention, and please just buckle up.
Oh, absolutely. And I hear people say, well, I don't need to buckle up. My car has airbags.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, if you buckle up, the seatbelt, in case of a collision, will help keep you in the position that the airbags can do you some good.
Now, the engineers put those cars together where the passenger compartment, the seats, are the safest spot in that car normally.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to keep the seatbelt to keep you in that spot. Otherwise, you're going to fly around in different areas. And the airbags there to enhance that safety feature to really keep you in that spot until it's time to get out of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to make sure you wear your seatbelt and just do the right thing.
Oh, those airbags go off quick, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holy cow.
And then distracted driving. I know we hammer on this a lot, but mm-hmm. in the wintertime, it's even more important because we have other obstacles that the changing road conditions, obviously, but just the sheer fact that you need to be able to react to what's going on around you. Any distraction is a bad distraction when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Even singing with the radio, your mind is not completely on your driving.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, talking on the cell phone, if you're going to go and be the safer person and go hands-free, even then when you're talking on that, your mind's in that conversation, and it is a distraction. But understand that that's going to happen. But and I applaud those people that are going to do better than what the law says and go hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
We really, truly need to get that hands-free law passed this year to try and enhance our safeties and just get those fatality numbers down.
I'm hoping that happens.
And but, yeah. Those are kind of the basic, simple things that we need to be paying attention to. Once again, going into the new year, we got a fresh start on our fatality count. So let's keep that in a good direction.
Yeah.
Let's all do our part to try to improve on that driving. Like I say, get in that car and just say to yourself, "I'm gonna be a good defensive driver on this trip."
Yeah.
And when you do that, you'll be surprised at how well it will work towards building that driving skills to that outcome.
Just for today, I'm going to do this. Just for today.
Just for today.
And then tomorrow, just for today.
Exactly.
And soon it becomes a habit.
100%. And that's like putting your seatbelt on. If you promise to put your seatbelt on, if you're not a seatbelt religious user, put that baby on every single time for the month of January. I guarantee it will become a habit.
Well, to be honest, I don't even notice that I do it anymore. I mean, I wear it every time, but it is such a habit that I don't necessarily notice that I've done it.
And I don't know if it'd take a whole month to do it. I think probably about a week of doing it would be enough. But let's do that, you know, along with New Year's resolutions. Let's just make that resolution to do that. Put that seatbelt on every single time we get in the car, you know. It's the old stay alive in 25 mentality.
Well, yeah, and you know, a lot of the fatalities that you, because I see a lot of reports, way too many of them, the driver was killed when they were ejected or partially ejected from the vehicle because they were not secured in.
Yep. You know, and when we look at that number, it's like 6% of the population still isn't wearing their seatbelt, which is great that it's such a low number because compared to some other states that don't have very active seatbelt laws, but we need to get that number to 100% because we still have 40-some percent, almost between 40 and 50% of our fatalities on the roadway are not buckled in. And my question is, and I don't know the answer, but what percentage of those people would still be alive today had they had their belt on?
If it's 1%, that's
exactly,
it's worth it. If it's 1%,
even if just one person,
yeah,
just that one person, because that's that savings down the road. And then what's that person going to do in their life to change somebody else's life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's more than just every fatality. It's more than just a number on the page or a name on the page. It is somebody's father, mother, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, son, daughter. It's an empty chair at Sunday dinner. It's all of those things.
Absolutely. And I don't care who you are, you will be remembered by somebody and thought of somebody. And that will be that lasting memory. And this time of year, it's even worse because of the fact that, you know, these are supposed to be such happy times, and the holidays are, everybody builds them up to be these super happy times. You know, they can be, but for some people, they got some really sad memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Back to winter driving for just a minute. You should prepare if you're going to be out in the winter driving. Have a winter driving safety kit in your car.
Absolutely.
Have blankets. Have bottled water. Have granola bars or some.
Absolutely.
If you get stranded someplace,
have a phone charger.
Have a phone charger, yeah.
That's something new that we've added to that list here in the last 5 to 10 years. Flashlight, keep the battery separate because they will corrode up. And, you know, and this is a good time of year if you have one in your car already, go through it and make sure everything's still in working order and still up to date on everything.
My flashlight works on a car charger.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
Have that pencil and paper.
Yes.
That way you can leave a note if you do leave your vehicle. You can leave a note what's going on so that when law enforcement does come to see the vehicle, they know, okay, this is the person and this is where it's going. And maybe definitely call.
Mm-hmm.
Call if you're going to leave your vehicle and say, "Hey, I'm stranded. My vehicle's in the ditch here." Maybe somebody's going to be able to get you right away and you can just stay there.
Or
if not, you can call and get that ride.
Yeah. And if you do get the ride, that's when that note becomes especially important. Because you or those like you, when you arrive on the scene, if they're not in the car and they haven't left a note or...
How do I get a hold of them?
Well, you're going to be looking around for a body.
Yep.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And also, when the weather is so bad that the authorities suggest or declare no travel, don't travel. You're going to get yourself in a bad situation, okay, first of all. You're going to put the first responder, whoever has to come look for you, in a bad situation. And there have been times in the last couple of years where some of the sheriff's offices have said, if you go out and get in trouble, you're on your own because we're not sending our people into that.
Absolutely. And that's such a great point to bring up is, you know, if you go out, that's one thing, but now you're putting other people's lives in danger by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, we're not making that decision lightly.
No,
we don't say we're not coming to get you, without due caution. And there has been times in my career where it's been like, yeah, we're not going unless we absolutely have to.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want people to be aware that be safe, drive within your means. And just because you got a four-wheel drive doesn't mean you can, you might be able to get to 65, 70 miles an hour, but that don't mean the roads are able to be handling that. And
exactly.
You definitely aren't going to stop.
Exactly.
Definitely aren't going to be able to stop. So just because you got a cell phone and all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive doesn't mean you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down, pay attention, let people know where you're going. That way they know when you're going to get there. That was one of our rules in our house. My girls is, I know when you're leaving usually.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're leaving my house, but I want to know when you get there. And if you're coming to my location, I want you to let me know when you're on your way so I know when to expect you. That
yep.
way I know where to send the cavalry if we need to.
There you go. And we'll pick this up more next month. I just noticed, I guess, probably for the first time, all the hash marks on your sleeve. How long have you been on the patrol?
31 years.
31 years. You're going to have to get longer arms here before.
Yeah.
And you're just a kid. You're, you know, years from retirement.
Yeah, three.
Only three?
3 years from retirement.
Okay. So you retire at 45, huh?
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
We'll go with that. Kevin, thanks for coming over. We'll see you next month.
Thank you.
Trooper Kevin Krall from the Iowa State Patrol, and I'll be back right after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Thank you for joining us for Talk of the Town this morning. Brought to you by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, by Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM.